This is the Calcio FC podcast with me, David Farini, the Destination Calcio writers, Emmett Gates and Dan Cancian. We're going to deep dive on Pisa, Serie B club that is aspiring for a return to Serie A for the first time since, 1991? They were last relegated in the Diego Simeone era. Guys, Filippo Inzaghi, what a job he's doing. He got Benevento promoted a few years back and he's trying to do the same thing with Pisa.
When it comes to the Inzaghi brothers, Pippo was the better footballer, but we've seen that Simone...
Oh, come on. Simone scored 4 in a game in the Champions League, didn't he? For Lazio back
in
the day.
Yeah, but I mean...
But yeah, on that one game, yeah.
When you're judging careers, Pippo did
just sticking
better.
Up for you, Simone, in case you're watching. Yeah. But
I do think as a coach, Simone has demonstrated that he is better than Pippo. Yet, what Pippo was doing this season with Pisa, I think, is exceeding expectations. I think if you had asked the three of us at the beginning of the season, who do you see in the top two or top three positions? I don't think any of us would have nominated Pisa to be up there, especially at this point in the season. So he's doing a fantastic job and he's got them playing decent football. You know, they've goals from everywhere. And you have Nicolas Tramone, who's doing very well. Alexander Lind, not to be confused.
Not to be confused with Christopher Lund, which we've done an interview with him.
Exactly.
I'll plug that one right now. Dan and I went down to Sicily for that one. Go on.
Exactly. And I mean, we are, you know, we're more than halfway through the season and we are looking like Pisa could be back in the top flight for the first time in 34 years. It's great what Pippo is doing in Pisa and he's showing that Simone isn't just the only managerial grit in the family.
Yeah, there's some other names there. Piccinini. We've also got Stefano Moreo, who's an unsung hero there. At the back, of course, it all starts at the back in Italian football, especially in Serie B, the most competitive league in the world that you can see live 3 games every week on DCTV. But look, they've also got Adrian Semper in goal. He's been remarkable. We've put a video out last week on some of the saves that he pulled off to get Pisa when they took the lead against Palermo. He's the one that got them the win, some fingertip saves at the end of the match. Dan, where do you see this going with Pippo and this kind of team of unsung heroes?
I mean, I think Inzaghi is really, as Emmett said, you know, it's been a surprise. I wouldn't go as far as saying a revelation, but it's been a surprise. You know, he took Benevento, but then things didn't quite work out for him in Serie A. So I guess the next question is that, like, you know, if he takes Pisa up, is it going to work for him in Serie A? Because, you know, there's a lot of managers, not just in Italy, but in England as well. Or, you know, they are fantastic at bringing a team up, winning promotion, but then things never seem quite to work out for them. As far as the season is concerned, like, he's been superb. They finished 13th last season. He comes in the summer and he's been, you know, been really leaning. See what I've done here? Leaning into. Sorry, I had to get it.
We should mention that Pisa had a player called Torre Grossa as well.
Well, yeah. There you go.
I mean, big tower.
The big tower. Big towers.
Anyway, yeah. Sorry. I think the thing that has been by far the best achievement this season for Inzaghi is that he has devised a system really quickly. At the start of the season, it was all about, you know, being a sort of, you know, counter-attacking football, you know, quick passing and getting the team up and running. And I think that that's put a lot of other teams on the back foot because they obviously thought they may see a different piece, you know, being like a bit more defensive. And, you know, they don't play sparkling football that the Swallows do. But as you said, they've got calls coming from everywhere. They've got the second most... second best attack in the season in Serie B. And I think...
And the second best defence.
Second best defence, yeah. And I think to Inzaghi's credit, when other teams started figuring them out, you know, they went through a blip like at the end of November, early December, and you thought, is this, you know, is this them done for the season? You know, have they been figured out? But, you know, within a couple of games, it's turned things around again and, you know, they're up and running again. And I think that he deserves enormous credit for that. And I think, you know, the structure behind Pisa is also very, you know, I think it's crystal clear the teams that have a proper football structure behind them make such a difference in Serie B. You know, we see it with Sassuolo. We are seeing it with Pisa that they've got big plans of, you know, going up again. I think Inzaghi is probably going to have faced big challenges if they go up in terms of players, you know, potentially moving on. But they're well set.
Pisa are really punching above their weight in the eyes of many. Emmett, the Arena Garibaldi, let's talk about that, where the Pisa home stadium. It's not the prettiest thing from outside, is it? But they're feeling it every week.
Yeah, I mean, it opened in 1919, and I don't think it's been touched or renovated since 1919. It is, by Italian standards, it's one of the biggest eyesores you will see in the whole peninsula. And yet
from the exterior.
Yeah, from
inside,
the outside.
Inside, it's quite nice.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's a lot, look. That's quite a big field to choose from when it comes to eyesores.
Exactly. But they are filling it, you know, every week. They are, they're getting, you know, probably 75 to 80% sellout. And they're obviously, they create a buzz, and that's helped Pisa in their home form. But it will be interesting to see the amendments they have to make when they go up to Serie A, because obviously the regulations are a lot stricter in Serie A.
Yeah, as we've seen with Venezia, with Como, they've had to renovate their stadiums.
Yeah. So I do, obviously we've seen it this season with Como had to play several away matches in August and September to give the team more time to renovate the stadium to meet criteria. I do think you'll see the same at Pisa next year, because there will be a lot of work needed at the Garibaldi if Pisa go up. But it's an interesting stadium, David. That's what I will say. It's very interesting.
And sorry, Dan, you've got something to say.
No, I was going to say that, I mean, I think you're going to find this more and more, you know, because we keep hearing about projects in Italian football. When we spoke last week about American investment and foreign investment into Serie A, where Pisa to come up, there will be another team owned by an American ownership.
Yeah.
And I think you'll find that, like, these foreign investors aren't put off by the need to, you know, if not necessarily build new grounds from the bottom up, to sort of like, you know, renovate existing grounds. I think today, as I said, they see it as a project. They see it as a way of broadening sort of the access and the appeal of the football club, not just to the local community, but perhaps to, you know, I mean, I would, not necessarily tourists, but, you know, perhaps people who are not necessarily in the cultural sphere as of now. And, you know, Como have done it. And Pisa is right up the list of tourist destinations in Italy, I would assume. You know,
massively, because Tuscany is a great exactly. region for football, which we'll get to in a second. Just want to mention who the Pisa owner is, Alexander Nasta, worth a couple of billion. According to Forbes, perhaps that's a big part of the reason why Pisa can push. We saw them nearly do it. They went out against Monza in the Serie B playoff final, which we'll be bringing you later in the season on the DCTV app. So Pisa nearly did it. The last time they were in Serie A, the Diego Simeone era and the Heinrich Larsen era, you know, as we were talking about off air before. Guys, the glory days may be coming back for Pisa. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the form that they're showing, obviously under Pippo this season, you know, they're only a couple of points behind Sassuolo in the race for promotion. And I don't see Pisa falling away, to be honest. I think that they've stayed the course this far. I don't see them dropping off.
Let's hope that they can get back. Good luck to them. Tuscany is a football region down the road from Pisa. Carrara, which we've been to. If you haven't seen that, we went to Carrara. Carrarese Cittadella, a 3-0 win for the home side. The really small stadium there, which I think we've got the stadium guide up on the website as well.
I think calling it a stadium is a bit generous.
Training ground. That, for Serie C standards, they've just been promoted from Serie C.
You do feel like Tuscany need another team in Serie A, though, because, you know, we went from having the likes of Fiorentina.
Empoli.
Siena, Livorno.
Livorno.
Yeah.
I know we've only Fiorentina.
Yeah, actually, we should say the Pisa going up. I mean, the reaction in Livorno if Pisa went up. I can think of very few football rivalries as intense as that between Pisa and Livorno. It's like Celtic Rangers translated on like in Tuscany. I think they people in Livorno say that they would rather have a serious issue in the family than have someone from Pisa on their doorstep.
So make sure, if you want to visit Pisa, get there. Great place, Tuscany, footballing paradise, let's say. Let's hope that they get another team in Serie A. Go and watch all the Pisa highlights and full match replays on the DCTV app.